thanks to the brightest audience in the country. I am Bob Inyer, America's most popular self-proclaimed right-wing religious fanatic, homophobic anti-choice talk show host, and now the latest bestseller. Wow, it looks like Ann Coulter is guilty. Come on. Oh, no. That's the title of her latest tour de force against liberals. My producer will have Ann on the show, what, 30 seconds? We began broadcasting 18 years ago, 5 days a week, on the same station we're on today, Denver's 50,000-watt AM 670 KLTT. And some of our memorable moments have been interviewing Ann. In fact, in this book, she has the courage to point out that liberals inflame the problem of single motherhood. And also, she has the guts to remind us that Bill Clinton's campaign supporter, Juanita Broderick, charges that he raped her. These are life and death issues with real victims that liberals ignore. In her book, Guilty, Coulter writes, liberals always have to be the victims, particularly when they are oppressing others. How true. So welcome back, Ann Coulter, to Bob Inyer Live.
Thank you. Great to be here, Bob.
Well, Ann, thank you for joining us again. I'd like to ask you about three topics from your book. And for starters, the epidemic of kids without dads. Could we talk about that?
Yes, it's the perfect example of the theme of my book. That's why it's up front, chapter two. You always hear single mothers being talked about, even by Christian ministers, certainly in newspaper articles, as if and in the press, the Hollywood portrayal, as if they're the very personification of selfless virtue. I have a list of, just after doing a quick nexus search on single mothers, headline after headline, every program or policy proposal or, you know, a tornado, it's all single mothers hit hardest. And
yeah.
The minimum wage going up or not up, single mothers hit hardest. It's always phrased in terms of how these precious commodities, single mothers, will be affected. And, you know, meanwhile, they are the victimizers, victimizing their own children, as we now know from 30 years of social science research, some of which, it's overwhelming, some of which, the highlights I put in chapter two, but some of the interesting facts are about 80% of prison inmates come from single mother homes.
Yeah, the census has long showed us that it really hurts kids when you intentionally bring about children in single parent households. It's destructive. On page 41, Ann, you point out that liberals respond to all this by demanding yet more instruction in birth control.
Right.
And you point out that's what precipitated the gusher.
Right.
And
it was exactly as conservatives predicted.
As we predicted. And the Rocky Mountain News had a headline, 108 babies born at one local high school, Adams City High. And when they reported that story, they reran a resignation letter I had published 3 years earlier where I predicted because Adams City High School was beginning to give condoms to their students, the pregnancy rate would skyrocket. And sure enough, in the next 3 years, it got to the point where 1 out of 8 girls gave birth in a single year at Adams City High. And I had resigned from the accountability committee for the district for that very reason, with that very prediction.
Wow, good for you and good for the Rocky Mountain News.
Yeah, and they're an endangered species, you know, right now. They might go under.
Well, that at least is an honorable thing to have done, because it is certainly true for years and years, conservatives have been saying, as I'm sure you did in your letter. You can't be passing out condoms and telling teenagers, oh, but whatever you do, don't have sex, wait until marriage, be sure not to have sex until marriage, don't have sex with your boyfriend, and by the way, if you're going to have sex, here's how you should do it. Oddly, that sends a mixed message, and the more sex education there's been, it doesn't matter if a higher percentage of teenagers use condoms, if a much, much, much higher percentage of them are having sex, it sort of gets washed away. And consequently, the illegitimacy rate has gone through the roof, not only from these cultural changes, but the glamorization of single mothers out of Hollywood movies.
Yeah.
I list just some of them in one chapter. Major feature films promoting single motherhood, glamorizing it in a way that would make the tobacco companies blush in the do-your-own-thing generation.
Well, 2 weeks ago, Nancy Pelosi actually said that we need money in a stimulus package for birth control, because kids cost a lot of money, their health care and their education. I mean, she just came right out and said, basically, we view kids as the enemy. We view kids as a liability.
Right.
And they
right.
do.
Right, and I'm not sure how the STD education is going to help that.
Hey, Ann Coulter, the author of the new bestseller, Guilty, on page 152, I appreciate that you point out that Dan Rather helped to bury Juanita Broderick's charge against Bill Clinton. I interviewed Juanita Broderick on this program, and we did the worldwide exclusive, the only broadcast interview ever, with the nurse, Norma Rogers, who found her shortly after Bill Clinton left that hotel room, sobbing, wounded, clothing torn. And that is such a powerful story with corroborating evidence.
Right.
And the Democrats, they seem to think executive privilege for Democrats means that men can sexually assault or even rape subordinates and supporters.
Right, right. Yeah, and what was the Dan Rather quote that...
He said it was someone's private sex.
Private life. Yeah. Right, right, right.
Yeah, how could a charge of rape be compared to someone's private sex life?
Yeah, it refers to any sexual misconduct by a Democrat is
by a
private life issue, but not allegedly by Larry Craig or Mark Foley, Jack Ryan, all big Republican sex scandals that all noticeably do not involve anyone having sex.
And then we have the third topic, Ann, I wanted to ask you about. Through your book, you make just about a half a dozen references to Mitt Romney, including that the media can't stop themselves from spreading unsubstantiated rumors about Romney and so on. And I'd like to ask you, there's a new website. I don't know if you've heard about it. It was just sent to me when I announced that we were going to have you on the show. It's called AnnCoulterApology.com. I don't know if you've seen this, Ann.
No, but I'd just as soon not discuss the ravings of lunatics posting about me on the web. Let's talk about the book.
All right. Well, in the book, you talk about unjustified rumors about Romney. And
I don't think there are rumors. It was the only thing I remember talking about with Romney was the claim that he had led to the laying off of tens of thousands employees
right.
at a paper plant that was promoted heavily. This is when he was running against Senator Teddy Kennedy in Massachusetts. And curiously, Romney was ahead of Kennedy, the liberal lion of the Senate. I mean, taking out Teddy Kennedy would have been bigger than winning the presidency of the United States. A few months before the election, Romney was ahead, and suddenly you start getting all these stories about Romney being, you know, the vicious, take-no-prisoners capitalist who doesn't care about real lives. All these union workers are bussed in from some plant in
right.
in Pennsylvania, I think it is.
Yeah, it was
it
all a big
the
lie.
Company,
which right.
only came out after the election, the company that had laid off some workers was connected to Romney because a company Romney founded, Bain Capital, bought the sister company
half a year later, or
the father company after Romney left Bain Capital.
Yeah.
So even in the crazy corporate connections of the liberal, Romney had nothing to do with it. As I say in the book, this would be like blaming the guy who sold Ted Kennedy his car
right.
5 years earlier for drowning Mary Jo at the Chappaquiddick Bridge.
Exactly. But, Ann, when you talk about, on page 153, spreading unsubstantiated rumors about Romney, and that's the context, you hit it right, but you
it's
have...
not a rumor. This is the
right.
typical this is the typical craziness of liberals. I mean, this isn't a rumor. It's,
but,
it was stated
I think,
as a fact.
Yeah, but
a lie.
I think at least we have to hold conservatives to at least the same low standard. And you wrote that Romney governed as a pro-lifer. And I'm wondering if you would reconsider that since he authorized funding for elective abortions in his Romney care, he line item vetoed that socialist health care package 8 times to conform it to his view of a good health care program. They call it Romney care. And he authorized elective tax funded surgical abortions.
Okay, well, you can take it up with the pro-life and anti-life groups in Massachusetts. I'm quoting them. Let's move on.
I'd rather not because he also...
Okay, I don't want to go on and on
well,
about Romney.
Well,
I really,
Ann,
I'm here to talk about the book.
Ann,
I don't really
Ann,
care
you,
about Romney.
You,
and
you,
if you're obsessed with Romney, then...
No, he authorized tax-funded surgical abortions.
Okay, you know
elective.
What? My mother's waiting to have dinner with me. We're going to head off to dinner, but it's been great talking to you, Bob.
All right, I didn't think you want to answer those questions, Ann. I think you're afraid to. All right, let's play the audio from the Mitt Romney TV commercial that aired in early primary states. Ann Coulter addressed this nationally, and let's hear the audio, and then I'll let you know what Ann Coulter said about this.
Once upon a time, there was a man named Mitt who said a very bad thing.
I believe that abortion should be safe and legal in this country.
Then he thought of campaigning in Utah and said, I am not pro-choice. But when he came back to liberal Massachusetts,
I will preserve and protect a woman's right to choose.
Then in 2004, he magically became pro-life. But only 6 months later,
I am absolutely committed to my promise to maintain the status quo with regards to laws relating to abortion and choice.
The spell must have worn off. Now he's on the campaign trail again, and he's back to being pro-life.
I was pro-choice, I am pro-life. I changed my position. I never said I was pro-choice.
Now he's in South Carolina selling us his abortion fairy tale.
Mitt Romney, willing to sacrifice children, lying for your vote. Paid for by American Right to Life Action.
Ann Coulter said on Michael Reagan's nationally syndicated radio show that he asked her about this ad and this criticism, and she said, oh, they must be a front group for Mike Huckabee. She just made it up right on the spot, which of course was not true. And you know what? Ann Coulter just reminded me of Eugenie Scott. You know that evolutionist? She's the head of the National Center for Science Education, leading critic of creationists. She was in Ben Stein's movie. And I got to debate her for an hour on evolution. And at the I begged her for an hour to give us evidence. She refused. At the end of the hour, she said, junk DNA is my best evidence for evolution. Now, 10 years later, junk DNA is not junk. It's vital for life, according to headline after headline coming out from microbiologists. Well, at the end of the show, Eugenie Scott said, I don't debate. I'm sitting here. I have a cat on my lap. I don't debate. And so Ann Coulter, all of a sudden, her mother's waiting for her. I ask her a simple question. Ann, you wrote that Mitt Romney governed as a pro-lifer, and he authorized funding for surgical abortions, elective abortions. Is that governing as a pro-lifer? I mean, there are a lot of pro-choice people who don't think the government should pay for abortions. There are a lot of pro-choice people who don't think the government should pay for abortions. And Ann Coulter spewed the campaign rhetoric off of pro-abortion candidate Mitt Romney's own website. She's known for her expert research. Why doesn't she check? She knew the accusations. She said, oh, I'm referring to Massachusetts Right to Life. They said he governed as a pro-lifer. What a scam, Ann. He authorized, it's called RomneyCare. RomneyCare in October 2005. We're not going back to the 1970s. In October 2005, Romney asked the federal government for a waiver for major increase in funding for abortion counseling and for chemical abortifacients. That was in 2005. You know what he did in April of 2006? Mitt Romney, the one Ann Coulter that you said governed like a pro-lifer, he signed the Massachusetts Health Insurance Plan. It's called RomneyCare. You know why it's called that? Because he vetoed 8 provisions in the health care bill that he thought was objectionable. You know what he left in there? That Planned Parenthood would have a seat, a permanent seat on the advisory committee established by the bill. You know what else he left in there? That he authorized tax-funded surgical abortions, elective abortions. Now, years earlier, in 1981, the Massachusetts Supreme Court issued a godless ruling urging the killing of unborn children, saying that if you had a state health care program, it would have to provide for medically necessary abortions. Well, there is no such thing as medically necessary abortions. There is no such thing as you never have to stop to kill the baby. You try to save the mother and the baby. If it's an ectopic pregnancy, you remove the baby, but your goal isn't to kill it. If the mother is in preeclampsia, she's going to die. You deliver the baby, but you don't stop halfway to kill it. So liberals think that there's such a thing as medically necessary abortions. There is no such thing. But even though the wicked Massachusetts State Supreme Court ruled that if you provide state health care, you have to cover medically necessary abortions, Romney went far beyond that. He provided tax-funded surgical abortions, elective abortions. elective for any reason. Why wasn't that one of his eight sections that he vetoed? Because he's been pro-abortion his whole career. He denied it when he started running for president. It came out that he was at a Planned Parenthood fundraiser with the CEO of Planned Parenthood in Massachusetts. He denied it. So ABC News produces a photograph of Mitt Romney and his wife delivering a $150 check to Planned Parenthood of Massachusetts. He denied it. It reminds me of Fred Thompson after National Right to Life endorses Thompson for president, and all the extremist pro-life groups like American Right to Life and others yelled from the mountaintops that Fred Thompson lobbied for the abortion industry. He's like, "Well, I don't remember doing that. Did I do that? Fred Thompson lobbied for the abortion industry. What else did Mitt Romney do to promote abortion? You know, he said, it's just bizarre. He claims to have been personally pro-life for many years, and at the same time, he claims a recent pro-life conversion. How's that possible? He appoints openly pro-abortion Democrat Matt Nestor to a district court in Massachusetts. During the years he says he was personally pro-life, he was aggressively claiming to be second to none in asserting abortion as an essential right. And that's even according to the compromised Weekly Standard, Bill Kristol. The Weekly Standard reported that NARAL was told by Mitt Romney, quote, "You need someone like me in Washington." That's right. So he's a pro-abort. In Ann Coulter's mother's waiting. Her mom is waiting, and she wrote January 16, 2008, that she said that she mocked voters who do absolutely zero research on the candidate. She mocked them. Quote, "Voters who, quote, do absolutely zero research on the candidates," unquote, and then without presenting any research whatsoever, she insisted that, quote, "Romney governed as a pro-lifer." She endorsed Mitt Romney, radical pro-abort. You know what else he is? He supports homosexual marriage. And he claims in both these instances, he said, "Oh, the courts made me do it." That's a lie. He had been promising to promote homosexual rights for years. In 2003, November, the Massachusetts Supreme Court ruled that within 180 days, and this was an illegal, immoral, godless ruling, but they said in 180 days, the legislature, not the governor, the legislature, and by the way, the legislature didn't do anything. They weren't going to go along with this, apparently. They ruled that the legislature had 180 days to take such action as it may deem appropriate, because the Supreme Court said that homosexual marriage should be permitted. So you know what Romney did? The Supreme Court didn't say the governor has to. If they did, it would have been against their own constitution. But Romney ordered town clerks to issue homosexual marriage licenses. Romney did that. The Supreme Court didn't say the governor has to do this. And then local officials who refused were advised to resign. If you're going to try to defend traditional marriage, you should resign. And the Massachusetts Constitution, on top of everything else, says this is what Part 2, Chapter 3, Article 5 of the Massachusetts State Constitution says: all causes of marriage shall be heard and determined by the governor until the legislature shall, by law, make other provision. I mean, explicitly, their Constitution says that the courts cannot abolish a law, explicitly. And the courts recognize that. They didn't strike down that law. They urged the legislature to take action. And Mitt Romney, wanting to fulfill his repeated promises to homosexual activists, forced homosexual marriage on the country. He forced it. And Ann Coulter is one of many who have sold out the right to life of the unborn in the defense of marriage to Mitt Romney and his money and influence in the Republican Party. Obsessed with Mitt Romney? Well, we'll see in the next presidential campaign. We'll see. We'll see if Mitt Romney's hundreds of millions of dollars could offset the growing alliance among right-wing Christians, conservative Christians, that document that Mitt Romney has been radically pro-homosexual and radically pro-abortion. Radically pro-homosexual, radically pro-abortion. I'd like to hear that audio again. Could we, let's get that up. This is from American Right to Life's TV ad. They ran multiple TV ads statewide in early primary states like South Carolina, the Iowa caucuses, when Mitt Romney had spent tens of millions of dollars and worked the longest and the hardest and had the biggest organizations on the ground, like in Iowa. He was a front runner in American Right to Life. Brian Rohrbaugh, Steve Curtis, they targeted Mitt Romney for a few reasons. One, he was a front runner. Two, he spent the most money. Three, he had the biggest organization on the ground. Four, he was claiming to be a pro-lifer. And five, he was the biggest lying pro-abort on the whole field. That's why they targeted him. And you think those efforts, and efforts like John Haskins and the undergroundjournal.net and Greg Jackson out in L.A. on the radio and Steve Deese in Iowa, you think this growing coalition, and I could name dozens of other leaders, exposing these frauds who are perpetrated, who are foisted on the body of Christ as though they're our heroes and they are the enemy. They are the wolves in sheep's clothing. And Ann Coulter is one of the ones dressing them up. She's taking a wolf and saying, oh, come here, Mitt. Let me put this on you. You look so cute. You look so harmless. Here's a fleece. It's a sheep's clothing. Oh, they'll never notice. Let's hear this ad again.
Once upon a time, there was a man named Mitt who said a very bad thing.
I believe that abortion should be safe and legal in this country.
Then he thought of campaigning in Utah and said, I am not pro-choice. But when he came back to liberal Massachusetts,
I will preserve and protect a woman's right to choose.
Then in 2004, he magically became pro-life. But only 6 months later,
I am absolutely committed to my promise to maintain the status quo with regards to laws relating to abortion and choice.
The spell must have worn off. Now he's on the campaign trail again, and he's back to being pro-life.
I was pro-choice. I am pro-life. I changed my position. I never said I was pro-choice.
Now he's in South Carolina selling us his abortion fairy tale.
Mitt Romney, willing to sacrifice children, lying for your vote. Paid for by American Right to Life Action.
So it turns out that we didn't announce it on the air, but we announced publicly in different circles on the internet that Ann Coulter is coming on Bob Inert Live. And so I get this preview of a great website put up by American Right to Life. And it's AnnCoulterApology.com. It should be up within hours. They were working on the site. They said, Bob, you're interviewing Ann Coulter. We'll put it right up. We'll have it up by tomorrow. And so they've been working on it, and they think it'll be up by tonight, Friday, February 20th, 2009. So when we have not only Ann Coulter, but National Right to Life, they doubled down. They split the odds and doubled down when they endorsed both Mitt Romney and Fred Thompson for president in the Republican primary. Two pro-aborts, Fred Thompson and Mitt Romney. And their general counsel, James Bopp, their attorney for National Right to Life, he joined Mitt Romney's campaign team as special counsel to Mitt Romney. And he's National Right to Life's general counsel for 30 years. He's their political architect, James Bopp. And James Bopp has about as much clout as the rest of National Right to Life combined. So they double down. They think they're gambling. They think they're in Las Vegas. So they endorsed Fred Thompson as a group, and their general counsel, James Bopp, joined Mitt Romney's campaign. And this is all documented. It's going to be online at AnnCoulterApology.com, where conservative pro-life Christians are waiting for Ann Coulter to apologize that she misled the body of Christ into saying that Mitt Romney governed as a pro-lifer. How could this be governing as a pro-lifer when you sign, you authorize tax-funded surgical abortions, elective? That means for any reason. That means for no medical reason. And the liberal, godless Massachusetts Supreme Court, they had ruled 25 years earlier. They had ruled that the state, if they're going to fund health care, they got to fund medically necessary abortions. There is no such thing. But you can understand that liberals are liars and they support the killing of unborn children. Romney's supposed to be a pro-lifer and he interprets medically necessary as meaning elective, surgical elective abortions for any reason. Mitt Romney is a recent aggressive pro-abort. Mitt funds abortion. Ann Coulter has misled the body of Christ. Hold her accountable. AnnCoulterApology.com and Maranatha, what a great school.